without you, you got to sing the blues.
Good grief. Tommy Steele, singing the blues. We're not doing that here today at on Murrawarn Musings, are we, Jodie Anderson?
No, we're not, no. Bob. We couldn't be doing such things.
See, even though it's a bit nippy. Have I turned the heater on? Is that
yeah, it is.
There are little red lights
cool
down there.
We love winter in Apollo Bay.
We do. But you've been up in the exciting north.
I've been in sunny old Sydney for 3 weeks, which has been lovely. But I was just saying to Bob how much you miss the sea and lovely people when you get back and you say hello to everyone down the street and how beautiful that is. But we're here to talk about Murrawarn, a
Murrawarn
community centre.
Murrawarn, your busy community house. Community centre, hub.
I think Bob's trying to create a whole new song around that, which I'm happy with.
Well, I just keep, every time I think of the name, I think of Murrawarn. I don't know. Maybe
it's
that's...
I'm what? Liking it's quite Aboriginal tribal, which is exactly where the word
came
from.
Well, the thing is, if you get into that, you have to be very careful that it's not offensive.
No. It's actually... anyway.
Yep.
So, last time I was here, we had a couple of guests.
Mm.
The guest I had this morning has a bit of a sore throat, so I said for her not to come along, but she'll come next week, next month, which is Sarah.
Sarah Bell. Ding.
And
hi, Sarah. She might be listening.
She's busily running a social media course as well, so she probably couldn't have been here if I think about it too carefully. But anyway, so what's happened is we've had a really successful Neighbourhood House Week. Thank you for people that had attended the events. It was really lovely to see people in the centre. We got great feedback. And after that, I went off to the Neighbourhood House Conference, the annual conference, and I'm really happy to report that our community centre does wonderful things, but there's some fabulous things happening around the state and very exciting. So I've got some new ideas, which, surprise, surprise, Bob. Are you a bit surprised?
Look, it's unlike you to have new ideas.
Some great new ideas.
Yes.
So I met the lovely Cheryl yesterday, and Cheryl Beryl, and she is wanting, we've come up with an idea, because we think a number of people around the town are thinking of doing Airbnb.
Yeah.
So that seems to be the new trend. So we thought we'd come up with a workshop to help people start that process.
Oh, that's a great idea. Because there are some things that need doing, and there are pitfalls, of course. But that's a very good idea.
And
very
Cheryl's very experienced because she's run her own accommodation businesses. Mm-hmm. So we're going to run a workshop on Wednesday the 21st of June between 1 and 4. It's $40. And what we're going to cover is things like how to manage the site. So what you need to do for you to push or represent your property in the best possible way, i.e. lovely photos, information that guests would need, not only to promote your property but also Apollo Bay and the wider district. So that would be one element. The second would be just the design of your room or accommodation. So Cheryl's got a background of interior design, so she'll give you some tips on what people would be looking for, what guests' expectations are, and looking at managing guests' expectations, because a number of people have said when they've had their Airbnb that guests have quite high expectations, and managing that in a positive, effective way. And also just looking then at the back end of it in terms of the finances and what you need to do around that. And so that workshop will be for 3 hours. And if we have a lot of interest, we can continue. Cheryl's happy to continue that process in terms of if people wanting to do a bit more around interior design or whatever, we're happy to continue running or spinning off and doing a bit more detail in a particular area that are people that are interested in. What I'm going to do is pop an ad in the news sheet so people can get the details. But it is the 21st, which is a Wednesday, and it's between 1 and 4. So if you're interested in that, please give me a tingle and we'll put your name down. That would be great.
So it's Airbnb Basics is what we're calling it. And you're going to put it on the community website as well?
Yes, community website, a Facebook page.
And obviously in the news sheet. On the 21st, which is just in 2 weeks.
Yes.
3 hours.
1 to 4.
$50. How much?
$40.
$40.
$40.
Okay. Oh, you can give me 10.
Yeah, I can give you 10.
Yeah.
That'd be good. So please come along.
That's a great idea. So if you've got a spare room, you're thinking of turning into extra cash, and certainly that thing about expectations is really important, because you, particularly if you take very pretty photographs and then you get there and there's, you know, you can't quite see the ocean, or the curtains are a bit, how's your father, or it's a shared bathroom and it's down the hall past the main bedroom or whatever, then yes, you do need to have a think about that, and you need to make sure that you use different words when you promote the thing.
Yes.
And a different price point too, probably.
So I think there's a lot of benefits of sharing, and also having Cheryl's experience, because people have said that they've actually been caught out, and it's probably about just having tapping into people's experience, and so that you're clear when you start the process.
Yep. Good idea. Good thing.
Okay. So the other thing we did during Neighbourhood Week is that we had a meditation group or session, a free session, and it was really well attended. So thank you for the people that came. We had 11 people, which was really lovely. And Rachel, who was running that session, has gratefully donated her time to have an ongoing session. So that will be once a month. It will be free. So Rachel has been very, very generous. And the next session will be next Wednesday on the 14th of June at 12:30 to 1:30. I spoke with Rachel this morning and she asked for me to promote that the meditation will be a number of different meditations. So there'll be meditations, moving meditation, so meditation through movement. And Bob, you're going to ask me what that is, aren't you?
Yes. What is meditation through movement, Jodie?
He wasn't.
I was wondering whether you needed a quiet place at Murrawarne when you meditated, whether you couldn't do it in the front room because people were walking past all the time, or no?
Well, we actually do it. It's actually interesting you say that, Bob, but we do it in room 3, and there's something very magical in that room. It's got an energy and it's got a big rainbow, and I'm not sure, someone in the community will be able to tell me where the rainbow came from. I don't know. Someone's obviously painted it. So it's actually down in room 3, which is beautiful.
Yep.
And I'm not sure where we're going to move with the movement meditation, but it is moving. Rachel actually runs chakra dancing at 10:30 on a Wednesday somewhere in the community. It'll be somewhere out there. I don't know the details. But I think it will be a similar or a different version of that. She'll be looking at doing chakra meditations, guided meditations. So Rachel's experience has been experienced for over 20 years. So her wealth of knowledge is phenomenal. And so I was very grateful that she's offered to do that once a month. So for every second Wednesday from 12:30 to 1:30. So if you're a little bit interested, or you're thinking that you like to do something a bit different, something for you, for your mindfulness, please come along. We welcome anyone. It doesn't matter if you're 5 or 105.
Because a lot of people get the idea that, you know, meditation is all om and deeply spiritual and all that stuff, but it's actually just, it can result in sort of spiritual stuff, but it's really just quietening and centering and just being in the moment for a bit. Just, you know, because the head's full of all sorts of what's going on.
It is.
You know, even in sleepy old Apollo Bay.
And they talk about the health benefits from mindfulness or meditation, and Rachel's the person to talk to about that. But I think you're absolutely right, Bob, and it's for people that... It's that when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you can't clear your mind, you actually need, or you can develop your skills so that you can actually just quietly do it and then hopefully go back off to sleep.
Slide back into sleep. Well, that's two great things. That's two good things that are going on in the place. Yeah.
Very good. And I just would like to talk about, also Gabby has a meditation session every Wednesday at 5:15. And her session is from 5:15 to 6:15. She's been running that for 2 months, or two terms, I should say, sorry. Yep. And that will go until the rest of the school, up until this school term, which is the end of June. And Gabby's meditation is beautiful. It's a very small group, so there's a lot of individual attention, and it's a really lovely time of night if it is that you're working. And the people that have been attending that are talking, you know, they say it's beautiful. So if you want a regular meditation, that's probably where to head. And it's a really good time in it that it's straight after work and just before dinner. So if you're tempted, please, please come along because Gabby would love to see you.
And that's on?
Every Wednesday at 5:15.
Wednesday at 5:15. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's all wellness, isn't it?
It is all wellness. Shall we play a bit of music and come back and chat in a minute? Yeah. This is Robert Cray on 3ABR, Marawarn Musings, I think we're calling this program.
I was fine yesterday.
Ooh. Robert Cray, the song's called Fine Yesterday. I was just telling Jody that every day's a bonus after 60, and she...
Now I'm staring out the window looking at the mountains thinking it's not far off, and I might get on express with my own life. Isn't that every day's a bonus?
You bet.
So what we're going to talk about in a minute, we're really excited about, Bob and I are really excited about. We've got a really special announcement, but I'll
I think it is.
Sarah, who couldn't be with us today, will be with us next. Sarah Bell. She'll be involved in our special announcement too. She's has volunteered to run a special session as a result of our Neighbourhood House Week. She ran a class for anyone that had any questions, re their iPad, re their phone, re computers, re their laptop. And there was lots of people in the room and everyone said, oh, we need to do this.
I bet that went really well, yeah.
It did. It went fabulously well. So that was great. And Sarah's offered to do that once a month. So it'll be once a month. The first session is on the 4th of July. It's from 9:30 to 1:30. You don't need to come for the whole time. You can pop in and just have your questions answered, or you can stay the whole time.
Is it $5 a question or something? Is that a good idea?
Isn't it classic? Do you notice that everything is associated with money?
It's free.
Free. Wow. So isn't that nice? And the group decided that they would like, if you're part of that first group, well done and thank you for coming, is to bring a plate and share some lunch. And I think that's a lovely idea. So if you're coming along, I suspect that if you do come along, you'll probably want to stay because Sarah's so clever, she'll teach you different things. And what I've observed when people are working with Sarah is that you come in with one question and, of course, then you start to...
And you learn something.
And then you learn something and then you have
a few other questions.
And another question. And it's lovely that within that group, lots of people were helping each other. So people were working on their own things. So lots of people were working on their Facebook page or how to buy and sell on the net. Or how do I use my new iPad that the kids gave me and they think that I'm going to Skype and I don't even know what the word Skype means. Or how do I stream a movie? So it's all of those things. And now we've got the National Broadband in Apollo Bay. We all know how good that is. Tongue in cheek. Is that it's probably a really good opportunity just to come and have your answers, your questions answered. So that's the 4th of July, which is a Tuesday, and it's from 9:30 to 1:30, and that will be on the first Tuesday of every month. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Get the answers about your computers and bring a bite.
Bring a bite for your bites. To share. Now, there's two new fabulous announcements today. Before we go into the announcements, I would just like to say that our Term 3 guide will be out in the next 3 weeks before the school holidays. It's 90% there, but if anyone's got any great ideas that they would like for Term 3, please let me know. The other question I have for the mums of our community is that last year we ran an art program for young people between 7 and 12 and then 12 and no 7 and 10 I think it was and 10 to 13 and that was straight after school for an hour. And I'm just wondering whether any mums out there are interested in running that, because term one they were too busy, I believe. Term two, they were still busy, but term three might be the opportunity to do something. So if it is that you're thinking you'd like to put your children into an arts program after school, let me know, because I can get that up and running fairly quickly.
Okay, and you're looking for a mum to run it?
No, I've got someone to run it.
Oh, you've got someone to run it. Oh, you mean just mums to
stick their kids in there. Or if they want them. Yeah, if they want it. Because we don't want to organise something if it's not going to be, people are not going to utilise it. Yeah.
No, indeed. And it's not, this is not a couple of hours of childcare, is it?
They do specific art, really. Yeah. And they did some lovely artwork. They did worked with rocks. They created, they did some paintings. They did some stuff around Father's Day, I think, last year. Prepared gifts for their dads. That they did, they have a specific project that they work on each week, and sometimes that runs over 2 or 3 weeks. So if it is that you think you'd like your child to get more involved in the more artistic creative side, just let us know. Give us a ring at Marawarn, 5237 8590, and we'll get that happening.
Fantastic.
Now, will we talk about it?
We can talk. We could. We've been discussing it amongst ourselves for long enough. It's been our secret.
It's our secret.
And
but now,
look, in country towns, everybody finds out in the end anyway.
Well, pretty well straight away in this town. I don't think in the end. I think at the beginning, honest, Bob.
Well, there are devices hidden, I think. I think that's what it is. There are listening devices everywhere.
Actually, no, Bob and I have been quite clever. We've kept this under wraps for quite some time. is that what we've been pondering and discussing is that we've been thinking about running a radio, how to become a radio presenter, and for it to be a structured program. And Bob's going to name it as we're sitting here. We haven't got a name for it yet, but we're really excited about it. Bob, come up with a name. Anyway, so it'll be a 6 weeks program. It will be 3 hours a week, with the aim of, after that period of time, be it the 6 weeks, you'll be confident and able to run your own radio show.
Confident and competent you'll be, I'd reckon. Yeah.
And so if you're sitting there thinking, if you're out there listening to this as we speak and you think, I'd really like to do this, and trust me, it's really easy, I'm not running the board, I might say, but I could do that because Bob has taught me, is that I think it's a lovely way to connect with your community, to play your favourite songs, to share your new skills, because it will be a group environment, and it would benefit at the community radio, and you might... People do specific themes, don't they, Bob? Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, look, the great thing about community radio, I do breakfast because I like to wake people up, really. However, we have a book show, and we have programs around, or segments at the minute, around what people like to do, like fishing and the footy. We have a little footy report and those kinds of things. Anything that you do really can become a radio program. And if you're part of a group, you know, the Sailing Club, for instance, could really easily have its own half an hour radio program once a week, talking about sailing events in the wide world and more locally, and being in touch with members and letting them know what's coming up on the coming weekend. Our book show is a shining example of how people get together around an interest and share it with other members in the group and with the larger community. And certainly in the past I've been involved and seen Rotary get together, and Rotary clubs can have any club, any association, any activity at all. It's perfect for community radio to, as I say, share the word amongst your members and to educate the community about what it is you get up to.
That sounds a bit...
However, at the other end of things, Phil Langdon, for instance, who's a musician, has a great affection for female singers, for divas. So he, on Wednesday nights, I think he played his 1,000th different female vocalist the other night. He spends 2 hours digging out fantastic women singers and playing women singers. So you can just play music too, if you like. You can read poetry, if you like. Which reminds me, we've got a little poetry event coming up at Birragara on the 20th, late in the month, in the railway station. There's some notices in the... I've been lassoed to read poetry in Birragara. There are notices on the notice boards in town. I don't think it's in the news sheet yet.
Okay.
So yes, if you could, it could, that could be great. A little poetry reading radio program. Anything at all, really. And it's not that hard. It's not rocket science to learn how to use the desk. And 3ABR is very community-minded and very keen to keep on growing. There you go, Jody. I've run out
That's
of things
wonderful.
To say about that.
And so I'm going to give the details. So what will occur is that you'll actually learn how to use the board. We'll have a discussion. Bob will teach us how to speak like he does beautifully. and then we'll actually practice. So then by the end of the 6 weeks, you'll be able to run your own show, or two, as Bob said, get your group together, and it might be for half an hour, but it'll benefit the radio, and I'm sure you'll have lots of fun doing it, because I certainly have already had fun. It's only my second month doing this, and it's lots and lots of fun. So if it is you're interested in that, we want to get that started in the next month, and we're looking to start that in July. We haven't put a date or time because we're going to get the details, but if you'd like your expression of interest, just give us a tingle and we'll pop your name on a list, and then we'll ring you and we'll give you the details. The phone number to ring is 523-78500, and that's Otway Health's main number. So just pop your name on the expressions of interest, and then we'll come back to you, read the details. But I thought if we plant the seed in your head and you start to have some conversations around the community, that would be absolutely wonderful.
And we'll put some notices in the news sheet and on the community website.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks, Bob.
Indeed.
Yep. And so what we're going to... I'll make my last special announcement after this next song.
All right.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Well, this is Bobby Charles. He believes in angels.
I believe in angels. I believe in you. I believe in us. Together we can see it through. The scent of roses fill the air whenever you are near. And every time I see your face, it's like an angel has appeared. I believe in angels. I believe in truth.
You're listening to Apollo Bay Radio.
523-76-230. This is your new home phone number. At this home, you'll find bits and pieces, lengths, lads and laughs. If you want to fix it or flash it, glue it or screw it, then this is more than your home away from home. Home Timber and Hardware, also known as Wild Dog Trading, is where the tradies call home for all your camping, gardening, cooking and most importantly trade supplies. Come in and see the cheery crew at Wild Dog Trading. Open 8 till 5 Monday, 9 till 1 Saturday and 9 till 12 Sunday. Home Timber and Hardware, also known as Wild Dog Trading. Phone 523-76-230.
The Garden of Eden has fruit and vegetables always fresh, nuts, pasta and flowers. The Garden of Eden, proud sponsors of Apollo Bay Radio.
If your IBM is on the blink, if your RAM and your hard drive aren't in sync, if your laptop's stopped, or your Mac's out of whack, if the web is a worry, and of course, you need it fixed in a flaming hurry, just call Craig at Apollo Bay Computers, the best tech support in Apollo Bay, and they recommend and sell computers too. Installation, virus removal, online booking setups, website design and upgrades. It's your one-stop commercial and domestic Apollo Bay Computer Shop. Station sponsor, Apollo Bay Computers, on the phone 24/7 at 0431 749 131. That's 0431 749 131. Tell them you heard about it on ABR.
You're listening to Apollo Bay Radio.
Yes, you are listening to Apollo Bay Radio. That was Steve, our technician, telling you you were listening to Apollo Bay Radio. Steve's good. G'day, Steve. Steve's coming in on Wednesday to do more stuff around the place. But this is the Murra Warne program. Marawan Wonderful. Musings. And Jodie's still sitting here because she's got
here.
Lots more to say.
I'm still so, here.
She's such a shy, retiring type.
I am so shy. I'm an introvert by nature. You should know that. I think the community has worked that out that I'm not. One more exciting thing is that I was just talking to the lovely Trish, and Trish is going to be running a mentor program. And the reason why Trish is going to be running a mentor program is that there's a number of people out there with some business ideas that probably need a mentor, really. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
And so this is Trish.
Trish O'Donnell.
Oh, Trish O'Donnell. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And so it's been on the drawing board for some time, and it's probably a result of Trish's past life. She used to work for the Irish Chamber of Commerce in Melbourne and did that up there and did it very successfully. And so we've come up with an idea that we want five people that would love a mentor. And the program's going to run for 8 months, and it will start, I'm putting it out there, it's a little while off, but it's actually going to start early next year. And so what we're going to busily work on between now and then is that we need five people that would like to be mentored, and we need five people that would be the mentee, so actually mentor somebody. And what would be involved is that you would get some training, and probably you would already know how to do that, I'm assuming, because we have lots of fabulous people in this community that have got really good skills, have had really successful businesses, or they've been successful in their lives. And it would be lovely if we could share that expertise and that life experience for people that are basically here thinking, well, they'd like to do something, but they might not, you know, might not have the confidence, or they might just need that person to help them on a regular basis. And so we actually thought we would start really small, and we thought we would do it over a period of time so that it allows that natural sort of relationship to form, and also that the individuals before being matched up will have some training and discussion around what that looks like to be mentored. Also, the group will form as a group for five people. And that's really about sustaining people that are thinking or starting a business in this town, because it's really important for our community that people do have businesses and we do flourish as a community.
Absolutely. And maybe for folk who've got a business that they feel only running on three cylinders at the minute.
And, that's right.
And really could be doing a lot better if only they had the skills or knew. That's a fantastic thing.
So I we're just putting it out there because I think it's it will need to obviously work through. But if you are thinking about it or you're wanting it, please ring us, because we'll only have five people, and that's because we want to start small and we see that this is an ongoing program and a program that will go for years. So give some thought. And as Bob rightly said, it's for people that are probably potentially already in business and think, oh, I need a bit of support, or I need somebody to give me some guidance and some a listening ear, really. So have a think about that. The last
part. And if you know or are involved in any way with someone who's with the Chamber of Commerce,
yes,
mention it to them, and maybe they could invite Jodie to their dinner.
Yes,
and
that would
we can
be lovely.
Kick that ball around, because the Chamber really should be involved with a mentoring program. That'd be a perfect union of great minds and skills.
Be fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there are people there are terribly successful people in town and who are generous, and I'm sure who would share some insights into how they run things and how you do things efficiently and profitably.
That would be good. Okay, and we are running Beck, who was here with us last month, is going to be running a small business workshop. That's actually changed. We ran a program last term and that went for, I think it was 6 or 7 weeks. What we've decided is that was a review or a pilot. And what we came up with is that we thought it would be good to run a much shorter program for 4 weeks. And they're individual workshops. So you could actually just come along and attend one, or you could attend all four.
Yep.
And it's the date will be in July. We're just to get that confirmed. So if it is that you're wanting, you've got an idea for a business and you're thinking, oh, I think that could work, Beck's the perfect person. She's a consultant in Melbourne for business. She's got lots of energy. She's really committed to it. The people that did the first program, she has still in contact with. Beck's got great ideas and great energy. And so the workshops will be, they're currently on our Facebook page. The workshops are separate workshops, and they will be advertised in the local news sheet and also again on the web page. So please book in. We're limited in terms of numbers. We're only taking 6 people, and we've already got 3. So if you're really thinking of doing it, please let us know, because we're not going to go over. And Beck will continue, hopefully, to run those workshops for people that are looking to start a business or they've just got a little business idea. Yeah. And last but not least is that I've got lovely Martin, who has said that he would run a bookkeeping course for small business. And Martin specialises in live accounting systems, so cloud-based accounting. And so if you're sitting there working on MYOB or you're sitting there working on QuickBooks and you think, oh, I couldn't go to the cloud, Martin thinks you could. He thinks it's easy, but Martin's an expert. He's an accountant. He would help you if you want to keep with your Quicken or MYOB books. He's happy to work through that process. But a number of people have stopped me down the street and said they want some assistance with their bookkeeping. So we've come up with a program. Give me a ring, because we've got 2 people, but 2 people are not enough to run a program. So I'd need a few more. So I probably need at least 6. So if you're thinking you need a bit more of a hand with your bookkeeping for small business, please give me a ring, and we can get something up, because Martin's happy to do it. It will be a Monday night. So just please give me a ring and then we'll get something started.
And the number to ring is?
52378590.
52378590. This has been another jam-packed, action-packed edition of Murrawarne Musings. And you might be listening to this later on the podcast. We'll be back again next month, the first Tuesday of the month at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's the plan, isn't it?
It will be, will be the
4th of June. July.
Yes,
that's right.
Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it Independence Day?
I think it is.
We might have to have a play American Pie or
something American.
Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll have to play something.
We're not fans of the Americans at the minute, are we? Really?
Let's not do that.
Thank you very much, Jodie Anderson. And the other thing, if you need more information, jump on the Murrawarne Facebook page.
Yes.
Or just go and knock on the door.
Come and visit me, please.
Go and say good day. Make a
please.
Cup of tea.
Make
sure
you
clean it. Make sure you wash the dish afterwards and put it away
and
neatly.
It'll be warm. I'd love to see you. Please come up and have a chat.
Murrawarne Musings on 3ABR. Thanks
lovely.
For listening.
Thanks a lot, Bob. See you next month. Please wait for